Hey everybody, it's the JohnGibson.com Premium Podcast Member Morning News Digest. I used to call it the Morning Dump, now I call it the Morning Digestion. And part of the reason I call it the Morning Digestion and not the Morning Dump is people get so upset at stuff like the words morning and dump put together. So this is leads into Donald Trump. Donald Trump allegedly said, according to the New York Times, whose source were two people briefed on the meeting. Not there, but told about the meeting. So, okay, you know, I suppose it's possible it's true. But first of all, Trump denies it. But anyway, Trump, in this discussion about DACA, was told, well, you know, you have to leave these immigration quotas in place from people for people from places like Haiti and Africa. And he said, why do we have to take these people from shithole countries? And why don't we take people from Norway? That was unfortunate because he seemed to express a preference for milky white people from Norway rather than people of color from shithole countries. But the reaction has just been mind-blowing. How dare he? All these countries, you know, their representatives are all upset and so forth. But the reality is they are shithole countries. I mean, I've been to Somalia. There's really no other way to describe it. I went to Mombasa, Kenya. Yeah, there's a few resorts on the beach that cater to Europeans who fly in and go straight to these places, driving through the shithole called Mombasa. And the whole idea that these places aren't shitholes is just incredible. Of course they are. And he's got a good point. Why are we taking people from these shithole countries rather than, well, people from elsewhere? But you know, the high dudgeon is just something to behold. American U.S. lawmakers, their hair on fire. How can he say such a thing? The U.N. Representatives from shithole countries, condemning him for saying it. He says he didn't say that. He said his language was tough, but he didn't say that. The media is tiptoeing around his so-called vulgarity. Some media outlets actually using the word on TV and radio, others using euphemisms. I'm going to have to use euphemisms. I have radio stations who have FCC licenses, and I have to be concerned about protecting their licenses. I can't say stuff on the radio that will cause them to get complaints and then their license being questioned or a big fine. But it is shocking how some media outlets, especially the cabler, CNN and MSNBC, have been using this language because they're trying to hammer home how awful Trump is. Allison Camerota actually choked up on the air talking about this. I like Allison a lot. I worked with her at Fox, but I just don't get it. By the way, the Washington Post, for some reason, and maybe coincidentally, put up a map of where its foreign correspondents are. And I will tell you, from my experience at NBC News, every foreign correspondent or producer or crew that I ever met described these countries in exactly these terms, calling them shitholes. Oh, I got to go to some shithole today. There's a war in a shithole today. So this shock that, oh my God, how could the president say such a thing is mind-blowing to me. Anyway, the Washington Post puts a map up of its foreign correspondents. They have precisely one correspondent in all of Africa. He's in Nairobi, Kenya, which might be, you know, the best and most civilized city in Africa, and other than Cairo. I mean, if you count Cairo, it's really, Cairo Bureau is technically Africa, but it's really the Mediterranean. But this one guy in Nairobi, Kenya, has to cover the whole place. And I'll bet he's not too anxious to be sent off on any given day to yet another shithole. As a result of this and other offenses, Trump's visit to London has been canceled. He says he canceled it, but you know, really the Brits did. They were going to have massive protests if he showed up. David Frum is nominally a Republican. New book, hates Trump, hates him more than ever. It'll get some attention. President Trump is going for his first physical as a president. His haters want the shrinks to check in too. As a matter of fact, 70 shrinks have written an open letter demanding his neurological health be examined, say he has a declining capacity for complex thought. And he did botch an announcement of a jet sale to Norway. It's 52 jets. I think they're the new F-22, something like that. Anyway, he called them the F-52. Washington Post makes a big deal of it. He accused Peter Strzok, FBI agent who's been fired for bias against Trump. He accused Trump, Strzok, of treason because Strzok was talking about an insurance policy in case Trump should win. Don Lemon's show goes crazy as the former Republican Rick Wilson attacks a conservative talk show host. Big argument about this Trump and shithole countries. And Rick Wilson ends up yelling at this guy, "I will gut you like a fish." That's what debate has come to on CNN. In the Democrats, Pelosi says the DACA deal, she wasn't present at that big meeting in the White House. She says the DACA deal is being cooked up by five white guys who ought to open a hamburger stand. Now, you know, if Trump had said something like that, you know, people would be going crazy. They ignore it from her because they think she is crazy and old and senile and demented, and they're just going to ignore her till she goes away. The Democrats are facing internal revolt over the proposed DACA deal. People who want the DACA deal say that Democrats are giving Trump too much. Terry McAuliffe said if he runs for president against Trump and Trump gets in his space at the debates, you'd have to pick him up off the floor. In other words, McAuliffe says he'd slug him. California is in open revolt against the feds on a number of fronts. This is starting to get some attention. Trump says in a Wall Street Journal interview he's open to talks with NOCO. In fact, with the North Koreans. In fact, he says he has a good relationship with Kim Jong-un, and which has caused a lot of people to go, wait, have those two talked already? Maybe they have. In media, Americans are the most skeptical of media bias, of any country in the world. So Americans look at media and tend to not believe it because media here is biased. NBC is going to see $1.4 billion in ad sales for the Super Bowl. That's $5 million per 30-second spot. California, the mudslides in Montecito, people are saying, oh, my God, how can you live there? And just even though there's so many dead and it's such an awful destruction, those people who survived it say, yeah, of course I'm staying. Look at this. It's a beautiful day. In the sex harassment story, Harold Ford, the former Tennessee congressman, MSNBC regular, a Morgan Stanley employee, was fired by Morgan Stanley, and he is fighting back against charges by one person, a reporter who came to interview him, who said he was inappropriate, and he says he actually was not. James Franco is being accused of women. The actor, James Franco, being accused of women of being, I don't know, sexually something. They want an apology. It appears he actually dated women and had consensual affairs with them, and now they're upset. A GOP congresswoman running for Jeff Flake's seat in Arizona is telling the GOP to grow a pair of ovaries, get tough. Yet another female teacher in jail for sex with a student. This one had a van with a bed in the back for sex in the parking lot at the school. In tech, Zuckerberg is promising Facebook will be what it's supposed to be, friends and family. This is shaking up the publishing world newspapers and publications such as the New York Times and the Washington Post are now trying to figure out what they're going to do if they don't have Facebook to promote their stories. It's kind of shocking that they are depending on Facebook, but I guess they are. So they're stuck. They're going to have to figure out, what are we going to do now to get people to read our stuff if Facebook doesn't carry us in everybody's news feed? In the terror story, France is trying to figure out what to do with the jihadi lady who wants to come home. This is a French woman, now 33 years old, who went off to Syria to be in the jihad, the ISIS jihad, when she was 27. She wants to come home now, asking her friends and parents and family to forgive her, and the French government trying to figure out what to do with her and others who are in prisons in places like Kurdistan who want to come home. What do we do with these people? They could be a terror threat when they get here. In the social justice warrior front, there was all that outrage about the black kid posing in an H&M ad, wearing a shirt that said coolest monkey in the jungle. Now the mother of that kid is fighting back, saying, get over it. It was just work for her son, who is a model. In the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot department, there's video. It's really unbelievable. A Baltimore hospital, University of Maryland, literally dumps a female patient on the street in the cold. She was wearing nothing but that hospital gown. You know what they're like. They're thin, and these little hospital slippers. And she was obviously incomprehensible. She couldn't talk and couldn't take care of herself. And a guy found her and found the crew from the hospital wheeling her out in a wheelchair and putting her at a bus stop. And it really is causing a major freakout because they are not supposed to be doing that. It is the John Gibson Premium Podcast Member Morning News Digest. I call the Morning Dump one a little long today to make up for yesterday. Sorry, but there is a lot of news today because Donald Trump said the word shithole as applied to countries. He's absolutely right. There are shithole countries. Haiti might be one of them. I don't know. I haven't been there, I guess. But I know Somalia is, and I know others are in Africa, and he's absolutely right. You got to wonder, why are we prioritizing those countries? Anyway, yell at me later at the show. Noon, got Louis Gohmert on today. Some others, Angry Rich is back. He's doing great booking. So check out the show at noon on your radio everywhere or at johngibson.com.